This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific developments which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And speaking about the universe, today we're going to bring on a cosmologist, our friend Professor Max Tegmark of MIT, author of a number of great books, including Our Mathematical Universe, and his latest book is Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. And before we begin our interview with this MIT professor, let me just say a few remarks. First of all, on my website, mkaku.org, you'll see references to 3 New York Times bestsellers that I've written, and my latest book is coming out in February. In late February, we're coming out with The Future of Humanity. Assuming for the moment that we don't blow ourselves up, assuming for the moment that we survive, we are going to explore the moon. We're going to go back to the moon, onto Mars, and even beyond to Titan, and perhaps even to some of the extrasolar planets that we've discovered in the universe. And so in my latest book, The Future of Humanity, I take a look at the long haul, not just 10, 20, 30 years into the future, but centuries, maybe even millennia into the future, when we begin the colonization of the planets and maybe even the stars. However, before we go on to colonize the universe, let's talk about the universe as it is today. With us today, once again, is Professor Max Tegmark of MIT, and he comes to us all the way from Sweden. So Max, tell me, as a young boy in growing up in Sweden, what got you interested in astronomy, physics, and cosmology?
I was always really curious about how stuff worked. And the two greatest mysteries that I was curious about was the mystery of our external universe, the cosmos out there, and our internal universe, our minds. And that's the two quests I've pursued in my career. My first book, Our Mathematical Universe, was about that outer universe. And my new book, Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence, is about that inner universe. And I think they're actually connected as well, which really fascinates me.
And when you were a child, did your parents give you a telescope, a microscope, a chemistry kit? What set you off on this great journey to become a cosmologist?
They didn't actually helicopter parent me very much. I think maybe the fact that I was left so much to my own devices helped nurture my curiosity, because I had to come up with things to do. And whenever I asked my dad these kind of adult questions about how stuff worked, even if he knew the answer, he would usually just answer by saying, "What do you think?"
So that set you off on this great journey. Well, let me ask you a question, because you're well known for talking about parallel universes, and you classify them into 4 different kinds of levels. Now, the universe is really big, really, really big. Are you saying that if we could somehow journey far into the reaches of the universe, eventually we'll meet a copy of the planet Earth? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's probably true, yeah. We humans have discovered that we're the masters of underestimation, again and again underestimating the size of our reality and thinking that everything we knew about was actually everything that existed. Just to discover that actually it was part of a grander structure a planet, a solar system, a galaxy, a cluster of galaxies, a universe, and probably a hierarchy of parallel ones. What we mean by our universe in astronomy is simply the spherical region of space that light has had time to reach us from so far during the 13.8 billion years since our Big Bang. So if space is bigger than that, then by definition, there are other universes, other vast regions with space that we just have no contact with, the light hasn't even reached us from yet. And if space is infinite, then there is no limit to how much stuff there can be. And even if the probability were zero that, excuse me, just answer your question again from scratch here. You can cut this out. That's okay, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
So you asked
me if we go far enough out there, if there's going to be a copy of ourselves. And
yes.
Good. So we humans have really been the masters of underestimation. Again and again and again, underestimating the size of space. First, we thought that we just lived on a planet, and then we discovered that was part of a solar system, part of a galaxy cluster, part of a universe, which we define as simply the part of space that light has had time to reach us from so far during the 13.8 billion years since the Big Bang. But the best theory we have for what made this space after a Big Bang, the theory of inflation, typically predicts that space is infinite and you kind of randomly filled with stuff initially. So if you roll the dice randomly in each region of space, then no matter how unlikely the probability is that you're going to create an Earth eventually and someone named Michio Kaku and Max Tegmark there, we know the probability isn't zero because it happened here, right? So if we get infinitely many other dice rolled, it is going to happen elsewhere too. And you can even calculate how far you need to go to get to the nearest copy of our whole universe. It's about Googleplex.
So you're saying that if the universe is infinite and we were to journey far enough in a rocket ship, we would meet copies of ourselves having this very same conversation right now. Is that what you're saying?
It sounds pretty nutty, but that's the prediction of this inflation theory, which is the most popular mainstream science theory for what puts a bang into our Big Bang. In practice, of course, we can't go that far because we can't travel faster than the speed of light. But that doesn't mean that those distant reaches of space aren't real just because we can't reach them.
Okay, so your level one parallel universe assumes that, A, the universe is infinite. Therefore, if you go far enough, you're going to meet a doppelganger, a carbon copy of yourself. So this means that perhaps in another parallel universe, we could go in a different direction, marry somebody different, go to a different occupation, choose a different course for our life. So there's a copy of ourselves out there, married to somebody else in a different occupation. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I actually feel that takes the pressure off of things right all the time. Every time I get a parking ticket, I think to myself that I didn't in a parallel universe. But then I usually remember that in a third universe, my car got towed.
Okay, so that's a level one parallel universe. Now, you have four of them. What is a level two parallel universe?
This inflation theory that I mentioned predicts not only that space is really big, but very, very diverse. And but if there are things that could have come out kind of differently in the very violent early stages of our universe, such as what kind of particles exist in a region of space
Okay, Max, we have to take a short commercial break now. But after the break, I'm going to ask you about higher dimensions and, well, what I do for a living, which is string theory. And so we'll talk about the cutting edge of science. So once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Our special guest, MIT professor Max Tegmark, talking about parallel universes.
and independent.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for seven different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're going to talk about the cutting edge of physics. Do you realize that there are reputable physicists at MIT and other universities that believe that there could be parallel universes? Imagine another universe where you exist, except you chose a different occupation, married somebody differently, enjoy a completely different kind of lifestyle. Imagine other universes. With us today is Professor Max Tegmark, a professor at MIT, author of several books, including Our Mathematical Universe and Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. Well, Max, a level one parallel universe is one where if you go far enough in an infinite universe, since the universe is infinite, sooner or later, you meet a copy of yourself. So what is now a level two parallel universe?
If you go far away in space to another level one multiverse, as a parallel universe, then you would come to a place where you would learn different things in history class because your life and history played out differently. But you would still learn the same thing in physics class, how many particles there are, how many atoms there are on the periodic table, and so on. But if you go still farther, if string theory and the theory of inflation are correct, then you would expect that you would learn different things in physics class too, because the string theory seems to have many different solutions that correspond to a allowing different kind of atoms and so on to exist. So it's a very diverse place, this level two multiverse.
So in a level two multiverse, even atoms may not exist, right? The familiar atoms, helium, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, they may not exist because the laws of physics may be different in these other parallel universes.
Yeah, I think of this level two multiverse as a desert with the occasional oasis that's life-friendly. And I think our particular universe is such an oasis where it's one of those rare places where we can have a great diversity of atoms and planets and life forms and so on, which is, of course, the reason we find ourselves living here, not elsewhere.
So you envision a multiverse of universes where in one universe we have carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, DNA, people, planets, stars. But in other universes, we could have other laws of physics. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Most of those are probably stillborn with nothing interesting, but there are probably also other ones that are very interesting, albeit hard for us to imagine.
Okay, so that's a level two parallel universe, a universe in the multiverse of universes with different laws. What is now a level three universe?
This is something that quantum mechanics suggests. We've discovered that elementary particles like electrons and so on can be in many places at once. We've also discovered that you and I are made out of such particles. So if they can be in two places at once, then so can we. And this brilliant physicist Hugh Everett realized that what that really means is that when you make a snap decision about who to marry or what to do exactly, what often ends up happening is that your particles, your atoms, end up going to two different journeys at once. And it's going to feel to each one of those issues as if that's the only thing that happened. You get these different storyline unfolding in parallel. That's the level three parallel universes.
You know, I once had Nobel laureate Steve Weinberg on the show, and he said that, well, everything is vibrating, and these vibrations can create different parallel universes. And so he said this like a radio. He said, think of a radio that's tuned to one frequency, but in your living room, there's also Radio Moscow. There's also thousands of other radio stations broadcasting right in your living room, but you only pick up one frequency. And then he said something shocking. He said, these waves can be waves of universes. So in your living room is the waves of dinosaurs. In the waves, in your living room is the waves of pirates and animals that don't even exist and aliens. But we don't vibrate at the same frequency anymore. We have decohered from them. So for all intents and purposes, even though Elvis Presley could be singing right in your living room, you cannot make contact with him because he's vibrating at a different frequency. Kind of like set your mind swimming, right? But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think all of these things are telling us the same basic message, that the ultimate reality is much grander and more awesome than we've been aware of. And I love it. I think it's fantastic that there's even more that exists than we're aware of. And we have to avoid behaving like ostriches with our heads in the sand and taking for granted just because we can't see certain things, they don't exist.
Now, if what Steve Weinberg, Nobel laureate, says is correct, this means that people that have died in one universe, like Elvis Presley, are not necessarily dead in other quantum universes. Now, that's really bizarre, right? But this is quantum physics we're talking about now. So even though we cannot talk to Elvis Presley, the vibrations of Elvis Presley still vibrate in a parallel universe. I mean, isn't this crazy stuff? But even Einstein had a hard time getting his head around it, right?
Yeah, we cannot dismiss physics theories just because they're crazy. That's one of the hard lessons we've learned from the history of science. That's why so many people missed out on relativity theory and quantum mechanics early on. They thought, oh, this is too crazy. Can't be right. Truth of the matter is that the reality, that the truth about our world is weird. And the reason for that is that Darwinian evolution only gave us brains that had intuition for things that were useful for our ancestors. There was no advantage of understanding these things back when we lived in the caves. That's why they seem weird to us. But we can use technology to increasingly start to probe also these weird things and unveil and reveal the full marvel of our gloriously crazy and wild cosmos. I really like it.
Now, there's also the famous Schrodinger cat problem, where if I put a cat in a box connected to a gun, and the gun is connected to uranium, and uranium, of course, is a quantum mechanical device that can either fire or not fire. This means that the gun has either fired or not simultaneously, and therefore the cat is neither dead or alive. The cat is in a mixture of a state of a dead cat and the state of a live cat. Now, Einstein thought this is crazy. How can you possibly have a cat both dead and alive simultaneously? But in this sense, wasn't Einstein wrong?
According to quantum mechanics, perfectly fine for the cat to be dead or alive at once, or for us, for that matter. And what Hugh Everett, as I mentioned, pointed out was just that if I'm dead or alive at once, well, or if I'm experiencing two different things, each one of those is just going to experience what they experience. And it's going to seem completely natural to us. If I don't die, but if I get a little bit hurt in one branch of the wave function and unscathed in the other, it's going to just seem to me like something random happened. And to the other copy of me, it's going to seem like the random thing with the opposite outcome happened. This is why we experience things that seem random in quantum mechanics. This is just a telltale signal of the fact that these parallel worlds exist, I think. The good news is that it's not just weird and something we can test our students on in quantum class, but it's also incredibly useful because it's this very weirdness of quantum mechanics which lets us harness it for quantum teleportation, the ultra-secure communication protocol we can use. The cat be eavesdropped. We can harness it to build quantum computers to calculate things dramatically faster than we otherwise could. So I think we should embrace this weirdness and use it to build better technology.
So you're saying that all this discussion about dead cats and live cats existing simultaneously is very practical, because one day silicon will no longer sustain calculations on transistors because the transistors are so tiny, they're atomic scale. And so your computer of the future may depend upon the very fact that dead cats and live cats can exist simultaneously. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. One of the core reasons why quantum computers are so fast is because they can effectively be doing one computation.
Okay, Max, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to go to level 4 parallel universes and then your latest book, Life 3.0, talking about robots. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest is MIT Professor Max Tegmark talking about parallel universes.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is MIT Professor Max Tegmark, author of a number of great books, including Our Mathematical Universe and Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. Well, we were talking about his theory of parallel universes. A level one parallel universe is really far away in an infinite universe, a planet just like the Earth, containing you and me. A level two parallel universe is a universe with different laws of physics, where the laws of chemistry are different. And that's level two. Level three is the quantum parallel universe, where you can literally be dead and alive simultaneously. Now, Einstein, of course, hated that idea, but what can I say? Einstein was wrong. We measure this with our transistors. We measure this with our quantum equipment in the laboratory. Now, Max, what is therefore a level four parallel universe?
One of the most spectacular developments in science has been that we've found our universe to be very well described by mathematics. It's as if it's a computation where the future gets computed according to certain mathematical rules, which we call the laws of physics. So the idea of the level four multiverse is maybe each set of rules. So each computation corresponds to its own universe. We happen to live in one with these rules, but universes with all other possible mathematical rules are equally real. That will be the level 4 multiverse. So if you can imagine a computer simulation that simulates the universe according to some other rules, that one also exists in level 4.
So I guess that's somewhat compatible with string theory, which is what I do for a living, in the sense that string theory is a mathematical description of gravity and the quantum forces simultaneously, but it has many solutions, many mathematically consistent solutions, each one with different laws of physics, but each one mathematically consistent, and in some sense, all of them could exist simultaneously, and we're just lucky to be in one universe which is compatible with life. So is string theory a candidate for your level 4 parallel universe?
As long as string theory is mathematically self-consistent, I mean, one version of it, then, yeah, there is a universe where that is, where that actually exists, where the string theory is correct. Whether we live in that one or not remains to be seen, of course. And for that, we have to do more experiments. But I'm crossing my fingers.
And speaking about experiment, some people listening to this conversation may think that we physicists are nuts, talking about parallel universes, doppelgangers of ourselves, cats that are dead and alive simultaneously. But as far as experiment, the quantum parallel universe, that's been experimentally verified an incredible number of times, right?
What we verified with great precision is this, the validity of this equation called the Schrödinger equation of quantum mechanics. It's like the master key. And if that equation actually is true, with no ifs and buts, then the level 3 multiverse actually exists. We should, of course, keep testing it even more carefully in the future. Maybe we'll refute it one day. But if it stays true, then we're stuck with a level 3 multiverse. It's as simple as that.
And also, gravity waves won the Nobel Prize for 3 physicists just last year. And gravity waves are mathematically consistent, a solution of Einstein's equations. And so, according to your philosophy, if it's mathematically consistent, it should exist someplace. And bingo, we found gravity waves 100 years after Einstein predicted them mathematically. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's really cool for celebration.
Oh, Max,
it's really a vindication
we have to
of
take,
what you said.
Yeah, we have to take another short commercial break. But afterwards, we're going to talk about your next book, Life 3.0. We're going to talk about robots with Professor Max Tegmark. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again in this hour, our special guest is an MIT professor, Professor Max Tegmark, author of a number of great books, including Our Mathematical Universe and Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. Now, someone listening to this conversation may think that we physicists are nuts, crazy, talking about parallel universes, dead cats being alive simultaneously. But hey, this is where modern physics is going. And like we mentioned, quantum computers, which rely upon quantum mechanics, may one day replace Silicon Valley. And we may even have to have a quantum valley because transistors are so tiny that they're now on the atomic scale. Now let's move forward, because we're not going to talk about the cosmos now, but we're going to talk about inner space, the mind, specifically artificial intelligence. Now, your book, Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence, grapples with the fact that because computer power doubles every 18 months, sooner or later, no one knows when, robots could attain the intelligence of humans. And then what happens? So could you elaborate on the thesis of your new book, Life 3.0?
Yeah, it's been really inspiring to see how fast artificial intelligence has progressed. Most people I know still dismiss the idea that machines can one day do all intellectual tasks better than us. They dismiss it as science fiction because they think of intelligence as something mysterious that can only exist in human or other biological minds. But for me as a scientist, from my perspective, intelligence is simply a kind of information processing. And there's no law of physics saying that you can't process information even better in machines. And in fact, look what's happened. We humans spent over 3,000 years figuring out how to play board games like chess and Go. And now we've been dethroned in both of them. And most interestingly, AlphaZero from Google DeepMind, starting just from scratch without using any human Go wisdom or chess wisdom or anything, just playing against itself, was able to beat not just all the best human players, but it was also able to crush all human AI developers who had spent decades building custom-crafted AI systems to play chess and Go. It was able to blow them all away after just hours of training. So, of course, if you're a computer, you can think of life itself as a game as well, just with a more complicated board than in chess or Go. And I think it's really just a question of time until AI figures out how to do all the other things as well that we consider intelligent. Most AI researchers and polls are guessing that this will happen within decades. And to me, the most interesting question is, what can we do now to make sure that that becomes a good thing and not the bad thing for us?
Now, recently we had the Battle of the Billionaires with Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook saying that artificial intelligence is great. It'll create jobs. It'll create prosperity. New industries will be created. And then we had another billionaire, Elon Musk of SpaceX and Tesla Motors, who said, it's an existential threat, AI, to humans, because one day the robots may decide that they don't need us anymore, and then, humans go out the window. So on this debate, do you side with Zuckerberg, Musk, or something in between?
I think they're talking past each other. Zuckerberg is saying that in the near term, AI can do all these great things, like make ourselves more productive and cure cancer and whatnot. And Elon is saying that in the longer term, once machines outperform us at everything, then we have to be really careful. I think we humans need to be more ambitious as a species than just trying to build machines that will make us obsolete as fast as possible. We also know that intelligence enables power, right? So if we build machines that are smarter than us in all ways, then whoever or whatever controls these machines might control the destiny of our planet. That could be okay. It was okay for you and me, Michio, to be in the presence of more intelligent beings when we were kids. They were called mommy and daddy, right? But that worked out because their goals were aligned with ours. So if we were going to go this road and build superior intelligence machines, we better make sure we can figure out how to have their goals be aligned with ours, so that this becomes the best thing ever to happen to humanity rather than the worst thing ever to happen to humanity.
And okay, Max, we have to take yet another short commercial break. But after the break, let's talk about Robot Armageddon. Let's talk about the Terminator. Let's talk about a worst-case scenario after the break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, let me take a short break and say that if you go to my website, mkaku.org, you'll see references to three of my books, which hit the New York Times bestseller list: Physics of the Impossible, Physics of the Future, and The Future of the Mind. And my latest book is coming out in end of February. I'll be on a book tour, and that is The Future of Humanity. Assuming that the robots don't take over, assuming that global warming doesn't do us in, our destiny could be in outer space, especially given the fact that, well, sooner or later, humans are going to have to leave the Earth because of volcanic eruptions, the threat of the sun eating up the Earth. Any number of cosmic catastrophes may force us one day, who knows when, to go to Mars, to go to Titan, to go to the outer planets, and maybe even begin to enter the universe itself, where we might meet other civilizations that are galactic spacefaring creatures as well. But let's get back down to the planet Earth. We're talking with Professor Max Tegmark of MIT, author of Our Mathematical Universe and Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. Well, Max, I agree with you that in the short term, Zuckerberg is right, that yes, artificial intelligence will create new industries, open up new possibilities for humanity. In the long term, we have to watch out, as Elon Musk says. I personally believe that the tipping point between the two is when robots become self-aware. Now, robots do not know they are robots, thank God. Robots have the intelligence of a cockroach, but sooner or later they have the intelligence of a monkey. Monkeys know they are not humans. Monkeys have a different agenda. And then watch out. So, Max, here's the question. When might this occur? And when it does occur, what's to prevent robots from seeing us as basically unnecessary?
The first question is easy. There's a wide range of views. Some AI researchers think it's going to take hundreds of years, but they're a minority now. Most AI researchers think it's going to happen probably within decades. And I think that's quite reasonable. So it's not too soon to talk about this. And second, yeah, what can we do now to make sure that this goes well? Some people think we should have this attitude of trying to enslave these machines so that they become like enslaved gods and force them to do our bidding. I don't think that's a good idea, neither ethically nor practically. I think a better strategy is to make sure that their goals are really aligned with ours. So we basically raise them as a...
How do we do that? How do we make sure that their goals are aligned with our goals? How do we guarantee that?
It's tough, just like it's tough being a parent and making our kids share our goals. That's why we have to start the work now. You know, if you tell your future self-driving car to take you to the airport as fast as possible and you get there covered in vomit and chased by helicopters and say, no, that's not what I wanted. And it says, that's exactly what you asked for. Then you've appreciated how hard it is to make a machine even understand your goals, let alone adopt them and retain them. But if we put our best minds to it, I think this is a question we can actually solve. It's crucial, though, that we start working on it now, not the night before someone switches on a superintelligence.
Now, I personally believe that, yes, this moment could come, maybe further down the line, but I personally believe that at some point we should merge with our creations, What are your thoughts about those people who think we should take the best of Homo sapiens and the best of our creations and maybe create Homo superior? What are your thoughts?
I think it's a beautiful idea. That's why I call my book Life 3.0, because I want to celebrate life itself rather than obsessed about whether it's made of carbon atoms in particular. Our life, what we really cherish about it, when you think about it, isn't that we're made of carbon atoms. It's the experiences that this information processing in our minds enables us to have. Love, passion, curiosity, beauty, and so on. And if we can transform life to flourish on another substrate that isn't limited by the size of our mother's birth canal and plagued with diseases and mortality and so on, no, that could be a good thing for life.
So, ultimately, you're an optimist rather than a pessimist, right? I get that feeling.
Well, both. You know, I'm optimistic that we have the potential to create a wonderful future with this technology. But I'm not the naive optimist who thinks it's going to happen automatically, like I'm optimistic that the sun is going to rise tomorrow morning. I'm optimistic that we can do it if we really plan and work for it. And this is why I've been working with Elon Musk and others to try to really support research to get people to ask the hard questions now so we can get the answers by the time we need them. Because it's going to require work figuring out how to not just build intelligent machines, but make sure that their goals are goals that we feel good about, and to anticipate things, all the things that could go wrong, sure that they go right. If we do those things, yeah, then we can have a future way more inspiring than even the most imaginative science fiction writers envisioned.
Now, personally, I think that when robots become that smart, we should put a fail-safe system in them to shut them off. Shut them off automatically once they have murderous thoughts. Other people say that's too naive because the robots will figure a way around that. But what are your thoughts about the day when robots do have the capability of taking over?
Well, the key point is to start asking these questions not after you build those robots, but before. I like to think of a metaphor with rocketry. You don't first launch a rocket and then start trying to figure out how to steer it. You work on the steering first. And that's, we are fortunate to have a little bit of time before superhuman AI. We should use this time wisely to figure out how can we steer this technology in a good way. How can we make sure that robots that we build?
Okay, Max, we run out of time, but thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic. Once again, our special guest today was Professor Max Tegmark of MIT, author of a number of great books, including Our Mathematical Universe and Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.